Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, you said in your Bible, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." You said, "whoever." You didn't say only certain people, people of a certain race or ethnicity or culture. You said, "whoever." I praise you, Father, that you love all people, and there is no prejudice in you. For what if you were prejudiced against me, because I was from a certain family or from a certain part of the world or a different color than others? I would not have the salvation, redemption, and freedom you offer simply because you didn't like me for some reason that wasn't even my fault. How can a person be blamed for being born into a certain people or in a certain place? No, God. You said you love all, and I praise you for loving all people, for loving me just as I am. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself.
Holy Spirit, please search my heart. Show me anything I have done, anything I have said, anything I have thought, anything that would offend my God. Make clear to me now anything that has contributed to my prejudice. I know that your word declares that you do not show favoritism, and there is no partiality in you. I know I need to be that way. I need to think of and treat others like you do, with your love. But this is hard for me, Lord. It seems that this prejudice runs deep within me. I know it is completely against your word to think in some way that I or my people or my kind are better than somebody else. Holy Spirit, I agree. I need to repent of this way of thinking and acting, and I want to do that right now. But I need your help, God. Please help me to be humble and compassionate toward all people, just like you. Amen.
For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now.
It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for his own disciples, asking his Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs, and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words.
Jesus, you came for all people. You died for all people. I have no right to think less of any person. It is not my place to judge. Your word forbids it, because you judge the hearts of man. And even though men and women of every kind around this world do sin, you do not withhold your love for them. You always stand willing and ready to accept them into your kingdom, regardless of where they came from or how they look. I need to be more like you, Jesus. Please help me to be rid of any false view of myself as being superior to others. Help me to be rid of any fear, anger, ignorance, or mistrust. I need you to help me think and act toward others as you do. As I abide in your word, Lord, doing all it says, please set me free from prejudice. Amen.
As the music continues, ask the Lord for his help and know that he enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for his help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself.
Lord, I thank you for making it possible for me to see that prejudice does not come from you, and that it is wicked, wrong. It is not how you think or act toward man. I thank you that through you, I can be free of prejudice. I trust you, Lord, that you will help me to value all people of every kind as you do. I will be obedient to seek a correct biblical view and understanding of you, your love, of all people, even me. I will be obedient to reject thoughts that I am superior to others, and I will object to resentment and hatred of others. I will seek to view and treat others as you do. Thank you for never rejecting or hating me, Lord. Amen.
For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Part 5. Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are James chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 33, and John chapter 3, verse 16. The highest authority, the royal law. It's found in Scripture, and it says, "Love your neighbor as you love yourself, the same way you love yourself." Now, if you really keep that law, you're doing what's right. But there's no doubt about it. You sin if you don't treat everyone the same. And that royal law, it judges you because you broke it. If a stranger, an outsider, someone who is not part of your usual clan lives amongst you, you will not mistreat them. For God so loved this world, that means all within it, that He sent His only Son, so that whoever believes in Him, they will not perish, but they'll have eternal life. Part 6. Renewal. During this time, you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us because he knows that when we follow his commands, it results in our own good. And he does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when he welcomed the little children when they came to him, or perhaps sitting at his feet on a hillside as he teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.
Thank you. And we confess, you're God alone.
You're God alone.
As you alter. It's of this greatness we attain, for all to give and to